Rosemarie Ritchie has a beautiful location to work right along the Mississippi River. But in the decades she's lived here, she's also seen the power these waters can bring when flooding swamps her town. It's a resilient place, though, a town that has become quite a draw for many day and weekend trippers. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Rosemarie Ritchie has lived in Grafton, Illinois for most of her life. And when this is your home for several decades, well, you're going to see some floods.
I've seen quite a few of them. The first one I've seen, I think it was in 40-something. Well, it wasn't too bad at that time, but each year it has gotten worse.
Grafton sits right beside the Mississippi River on the Illinois side, just north of St. Louis. Rosemarie works at the Visitor Center on the south edge of town. She is kind of a resident historian. She has binders of pictures of the floods. It doesn't flood every year, of course, but the floods are certainly etched in her memory.
93 was the worst because it was the longest. It started early in the spring, and then in the fall, it still hadn't gone back, and the people had to move out because they had to get their family. So we don't have too many children in town. Mostly it's people that's moved in after the floods.
She mentioned, though, that people have moved back. There are some condos here now, as Grafton is a beautiful little spot along the river that attracts many people from larger places just coming to visit.
On the weekend, most of the time you can't get through town, especially in September and October, people going out to get fruit and pumpkins and vegetables and everything. And I've seen the river road packed. Our town only has one street through it.
Grafton has truly become a destination for many, with wineries, restaurants, shops, outdoor activities, and wedding venues. It's a small town, impacted by the floods, yet resilient and thriving today. A place many love to visit and take in the beauty along the river. Traveling the countryside in Grafton, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.